I glared at the stranger, and he grinned back at me. Then he spoke.
Good morning, sport. Perfect day for a roundup, wouldn't you say?
I don't know as I'd say that at all. I've only seen a small part of this day, and he wasn't listening.
And what have we here?
He looked at Miss Scamper with glittering eyes.
My, my. I don't think we've met, have we?
Miss Scamper fluttered her eyelashes.
Not yet, but I have a feeling that that could change at any moment.
Indeed it could. You're very perceptive, Miss...
Scamper.
Miss Scamper. What a lovely name, my goodness. There's poetry in it and music, and my goodness, aren't you a pretty little thing?
That's what I've heard, and from some very reliable sources. And what might your name be, if I might be so brazen as to ask?
Benny the cow dog, my good lady.
Don't jump to any hasty conclusions about the good lady business. And I'm so, so happy to meet you.
My goodness.
The mutt turned to me and winked as though we were the very best of friends, which we weren't.
This one could turn out to be a real bombshell. Are you the father?
No.
She's a doll, Pops. You ought to be proud of her.
I am proud of her.
That's what I like to hear, a father who's proud of his girl. That's really touching, Pops. That's okay.
I moved closer and gave him a withering glare. My name isn't Pops. I'm not her father. You're butting into my conversation, and you're on my ranch.
Oh? Are you the yard dog or what?
I'm Hank the cow dog, head of ranch security. For the first time, he stopped grinning. He stared at me and then burst out laughing. Did I say something funny? He looked up at Miss Scamper.
Did he say he was a cow dog?
She nodded and turned back to me.
Did you say a cow dog or plow dog?
I said cow dog, and that's what I meant. And before you get into any more trouble, I'll need to check your identification.
Identification, yes, we have that, we sure do. Shall I start with my dam or my sire? Both grand champions. Grandfather swept the Fort Worth show 4 years in a row. Mom and Dad practically owned the Abilene Stock Dog Trials. I mean, it was almost embarrassing. And my brothers...
That's probably enough. What you're trying to tell us is that you're pretty hot stuff.
I'm not sure I would have put it in those exact words, but yes. When you consider the breeding, the training, the contests, the winnings, well, most dogs find it overwhelming and more than a little intimidating.
That's so?
Yes, we found that to be the case most of the time.
He cast a leering eye at Miss Scamper.
What do you say, sweetness?
Well, I think I'm about to be overwhelmed and intimidated.
Benny turned back to me and shrugged.
We see this all the time.
Well, it's a shame you can't stay longer.
Oh, I'm going to stay longer. I'm here for a demonstration with the cattle. I'm told it could turn into a permanent job.
It could turn out to be a permanent injury. I take care of the cattle work on this outfit.
I don't know quite how to put this, but apparently someone thinks this ranch needs a good stock dog.
I moved a step closer. My patience was wearing thin. Apparently someone was wrong. Get back in your pickup and wait for further orders.
Sorry, old sport, but I take my orders from higher authorities.
There's a time for talk, and there's a time for action. It was time to teach this dog a few lessons about higher authorities. I bristled up and made a dive at him. You might say that I missed.
You're a little clumsy with that move, sport. I could give you a few pointers on your technique.
I made another dive at him and missed again. He was quicker than you might have thought.
You're about half a step behind, it seems to me.
We glared at each other. Or put it this way. I glared at him, and he grinned at me, while I tried to think of something clever to say that might explain why I had missed him twice in a row. But just then, Drover came rushing up.
Hank, I found out what's going on. It's Roundup Day. They're having a roundup right here on the ranch, and that's why all these pickups pulled in.
Very good, Drover. Did you figure that out yourself?
Yes. Well, no, I heard Slim talking about it. And did you know there's a famous dog here, too? He's a champion cow dog, and he's won contests and everything, and...
It was then that Drover saw the stranger.
Oh, my gosh, I bet that's him.
Benny grinned and dipped his head.
I've been discovered, it seems.
Drover began groveling and turning in circles.
I've never met a famous dog before. Boy, this is so exciting. I just don't know what to say.
Drover, when you have nothing to say, one of your alternatives is to keep your trap shut. That way, nobody will ever know how little they missed.
I know that's what I ought to do, but he's famous and, oh my gosh.
It was then that Drover saw Miss Scamper, and that finished him off. He rolled over on his back and started kicking his legs in the air. Benny walked over for a closer look.
It seems the fellow's had an attack of some sort.
Get up, Drover. You're making a spectacle of yourself, and what's more important, you're making me look bad.
I'd say so, yes. It gives a bad impression of the ranch.
Drover opened his eyes and blinked him.
Where am I?
Just where you were before you made a fool of yourself.
Hank, will you deliver an important message for me?
What message, and to who or whom?
Tell Miss Scamper that I think I love her.
Miss Scamper heard the message and arched one brow.
My goodness, that makes three in a row. This could turn out to be one of my better days.
Get up, Drover, and stop talking nonsense. This is Roundup Day, and we've got work to do.
Well, not really. I'll be in charge of the roundup, and I doubt that we'll need any help.
I turned away from Drover and gave our uninvited guest some fangs. Let's get something straight, partner. My ranch, my roundup. If you want to tag along and see how we do things on this outfit, okay. But keep your opinions to yourself. I was all set to clean house on that guy once and for all. I mean, patience is a virtue only up to a point. And then it's time to start busting heads. But just then, I heard Highloper call my name. I turned to Mr. Smarty and gave him a smirk. There, you see whose name they're calling? You'll find that when the chips are down, they're very seldom up. And good management calls in the first string.
Really? Well, we'll see, I suppose.
I suppose we will. And we'll just see whose cow ate the cabbage.
I don't follow that.
It's just as well that you don't, because you're going to stay right here while I go up and get my orders for this roundup. Drover, on your feet and prepare to move out. I'll be right back with our assignments. The little mutt staggered to his feet.
Maybe I'd better stay here and guard Miss Scamper's pickup because my leg...
Never mind your leg. It's your so-called brain that I'm worried about. Don't say anything stupid until I get back.
Oh, okay.
And with that, I gave Miss Scamper one last wink, whirled around, and marched straight to the corrals, where the high command was waiting to begin the strategy conference. They couldn't start without me.